It's my pleasure again by the grace of the Lord to stand before you. And I want us to do one assignment briefly before we go into the theme for this day. As I sat down there, the Lord just gave me another thing, a word. And I want us to handle it. Solomon, well, David had a son, Solomon, called Solomon. And David handed over the kingdom to Solomon. When Solomon got the kingdom, he got the kingdom, the full kingdom. The full kingdom, consisting of 12 tribes. But somehow along the line, something happened. There was a change. When Solomon got the kingdom, by the time he also wanted to hand over to his son, what happened? How many kingdoms did he hand over? Huh? Only what? Only one kingdom. The remaining 11 were withdrawn from him, from his son. And as I sat down there, the Lord told me, there are a number of us here. Whenever any good thing that we put our hands on, we get spoiled. Thing we spoil. Anytime you lay your hand on things that others prosper, when others have done successful things and they hand it over to you, something will happen. There will be failure. There will be failure. You will rise this morning. The power that brings diminishing returns upon your life. The spirit of diminishing return, the spirit of failure, the spirit of failure that have been working against your life, against your destiny. Anytime they give you something, instead of just it to increase, to multiply, what we find out is it will diminish, it will reduce, it will be subtracted. The kingdom started diminishing in the hand when Solomon wanted to hand over to Rehoboam. It diminished. Your life must not continue to go down. Things in your life must not continue to go down. Every time there is always diminishing returns. There is no movement, no advancement, no increase, no moving forward. By the name of the Lord Jesus, you will cry unto the Lord today. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, the operation of failure, the spirit that brings the diminishing, the spirit that reduces something, that reduces blessing, that makes my life to diminish in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, tonight, today, by the name of the Lord Jesus, I destroy this hole over my life. I break this chain. I break this hole in the name of the Lord Jesus. We like to pray and cry unto the Lord. Cry unto the Lord. Cry unto the Lord. Cry unto the Lord. Every effort you put in is always failure. Every labor you put in is always diminishing. Everything you lay your hands on, nothing comes out of it. Every other person will prosper over it. Yes, they do everything. Every other person will prosper. Every other person move forward. But when it comes to your own tongue, things will change. Things will change. It is the hand of the enemy that has been upon you. It's a stronghold of the wicked. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, will you agree with this matter upon your life? In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, will you deal with this matter that has been a problem, a reproach in your life, a reproach in your family?
You know that today could be the end of failure. Today will be the end of failure. The end of failure. Frustration in your life. As you deal with this matter today, as you deal with all this matter today, by the name of the Lord Jesus, deal with this matter. Deal with this matter that always brings failure, that always brings diminishing returns, that always reduces things in your life. Every effort you put in, and it always comes with failure. By the name of the Lord Jesus, it is an adversity. It's the oppression of our oppressor. It's the oppression of demonic influence. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let that yoke be destroyed upon your life today. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Nehemiah chapter 4. Nehemiah chapter 4. Something is wrong somewhere. And the Lord is dealing with them. Nehemiah chapter 4. I think that should be verse 7. Are we there? Okay. It's not there. The book of Nehemiah. Okay. Are you there? I'm reading verse 10. All this, it's not what we prepare for today, but I just want us to follow how the Lord is guiding us. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 10. Are we there? And Judah said, the strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed. And there is much rubbish. So that we are not able to build the wall. See the lamentation. See. There are issues. There are problems. But alas, there was no strength. It's just when a woman got to a point of delivery. She wants to build. She wants to bring forth. But strength was withdrawn. That is a terrible condition. Strength to bring forth. Some of us here, the enemy has sapped our strength. And that is why we are praying as if we are dealing with issues as if, you know, we have not hit even people who have not even for the past 3 days. We pray more than this. I want to tell you, Ogun, but you will count much in jam for your meta. Now, the Pogun Lele, why are you going to come out? Daddy, you know, I better can't do that. But some of us, you know, look at the people of the people of Judah. You know, there was so much rubbish. So much rubbish. And they wanted to build. But alas, guy, no strength. No strength. My brethren, will you rise on your feet and cry unto the Lord? Wherever, whatsoever that has depleted your strength, whatsoever that has sapped your strength, that is making you to be a weakling in the presence of the Lord, and you are looking like a maru, but you're looking as if nothing concerns you. If your life be a useless life, if nothing concerns you, if the enemy trouble you, if the enemy just mash your life, that there is nothing. It's not anybody's concern. But God, heaven will judge you for allowing
bind the enemy to torture and do all manner of things when the way for escape has been provided for you. We like to cry unto the Lord by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every strength eater, the power that is eating my strength, the power that is depleting my strength, by the name of the Lord Jesus, I bring you under destruction. I bring you under destruction in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that is depleting your strength, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Everything that is sapping your strength, oh remakuria boshikaya, mashaketeria bosha, mali proboko suprika, mayekotoria bakuse, li maria ponta ya, maria ponta ya kata, li kata, mekaria koria, makaria ba, so much to build, so much to accomplish, so much to do, so much, but there is no strength, no more strength, no more strength. Oh, a woman that is the point of delivery, a woman that is at the point of delivery, no more strength to bring forth, by the name of the Lord Jesus, receive the strength, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Have your seat for a few minutes before we go into the program for the day. We are still going to pray. Turn with me to the book of Job, chapter 14. Job 14, verse 8. Job 14, 8. Though the root thereof wax old in the heart, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water, O me, what it all? Through the scent of water, it will bud. Hallelujah. It will bud. Even the root is waxing old. I know. Year 2020. A number of people, dreams have been shattered. Expectations have not been met. Desires, I've been frustrated. All manner of things. Some, they are not supposed to, they plan not to be in Nigeria by now. Some, they plan to maybe get settled. Some lost their jobs because of pandemic and so many things. All manner of things. Yes, it is true, they could weaken. They could bring spirit down. They could, make a man to walk a little bit down. But look at the scripture again that we read. The year is going, and it says, though the root thereof waxing, it was old. The root is waxing old. Everything is getting old. Even your system is getting old. Your body is getting old. It's speaking that you are getting old. Huh? And the scripture says, and the stalk thereof, therefore die in the ground. It is die. Things are getting, somehow because of the age, it's getting die. But verse 9, say something which makes my heart to be full of joy. And it says, through the scent of water. It's not even water.
It is just saint. Orun, omirun, omirun, saint of water. Water that is no smelling. Smelling good, of course, not the saint. The scripture says, just through the saint of water. And the scripture says, what will happen? It will board. It will board. It will board. Through what? Through the scent of water. It will board. Everything that you think has died. Everything that you think there is no hope. The scripture is saying now, Jesus is saying that through the scent of water, all that is needed is just the scent of water. The scent of water is flowing. And as the scent of water is flowing this morning, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, everything that has died or is about to die, whatsoever that has died or is about to die, I decree this through the scent of water from the Holy of Holies, from the throne of the Father, it shall board. It shall board. It shall board. It is not true human knowledge. Bawo ni orun omi se un egbo na bawo ni orun omi so se n je ki nkan ohun to ti ku ko dide. And the scripture says that through the scent of water and bring forth boughs like a plant. Those things that have died, those things that have died, the remaining days in the month, in the year, they are enough to work wonders. They are enough to bring all the dead things, to bring them up. Everything that is dying, the saints of water will release life into them in the name of Jesus Christ. And I want you to rise on your feet. I want you to rise on your feet as we pray. The saints of water is here. The power of the saint of water is here. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I don't know what has been dashed by the enemy in the year. What the enemy has told you, I don't know what you think. Oh, it can, it nothing, the year is gone, has been wasted. No, it has not been wasted. I'm telling you, I have a good news, it has not been wasted. The year has never been wasted. The Bible says, through the scent of water, it shall bow, it shall bow, it shall bow, it shall bow, it shall bow. Any part of your life that is experiencing death, any part of your life, you can decree and speak, scent of water. If this, through the scent of water, through the scent of water, there is life. So therefore, over my life, over my situation, over my condition, over my academics, over my future, over my plan, over my job, let there be life now. 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 Speak life. Speak life. Speak life! 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 Speak life and receive strength! Speak life! Speak life! Speak life! Speak life! Speak life as someone who carries life, as someone who knows life, as someone who knows there is life. There is life in God. There is life in the Spirit. There is life. 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 Every part of your body must receive life. Irrespective of what doctor said, irrespective of how you are feeling, irrespective of your situation, irrespective if the case has been forgotten. But the Bible says, through the scent of water, there will be life. There shall be life. It shall bud. 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 Yes, it's about. And bring forth. And bring forth. And bring forth. It's a bird. It's a bird. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the year is waxing old. It's waxing old. Yes, it's waxing old. The Bible did not deny that. It said, yes. The Bible did not deny it. And we are not denying that the year is November ending. Yes, we are not denying it. But what we are saying, the truth is that through descent of water, it shall bud. Yes, it shall bud. Any part of your body, whether it is womb, whether your body, whatsoever your system is saying, let there be the scent of the water of God flowing to reach the name of Jesus. Any part, let the pile of death be destroyed. Let the whole of death be destroyed. There is a scent of water flowing to your life now. The scent of water flowing to your life. Every part of your life, we are death is speaking by the name of the Lord Jesus. Any part of your destiny, we are death is speaking. Declare by the name of the Lord Jesus. Let life of God. For it shall bow in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name and worship you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praises. We worship you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we pray. Let there be flow of the scent of water over every life in the name of Jesus. Every dream, aspirations that are dying, all desires that are dying, all expectations that are the enemy thought he has quenched, we declare that is your own. But what the word of God says is that through the scent of water, you will bow. So in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we speak, we command every part of this life that are inside this auditorium and that are listening unto us. In the name of Jesus, let the life of God flow in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you glory. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Please have your seat. Well, we have. Okay. We have not started. Let's go. Let's open this. What he wanted to discuss, he wanted to, as the Lord granted us grace, I don't know, even if it is 10 minutes, we will talk about it and we pray about it again. He wanted to talk about dealing with horn of altars. That is what we intended to deal with, but the Lord guided us also in those areas of prayers. And the horns of altar, if it is just introductory part of it that we undo, no problem. When you talk of horn, when you talk of, maybe we told you there are two words there. Horn and altar. Altar, we know that altar is a place where there is trafficking of the spirits. Where there are trafficking of the spirit. Here, this is an altar. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The holy angels are ministering. They are moving. You know, there is, you remember, Jacob said, there are, you know, trafficking of angels, you know, upon the altar. So he decided to build the altar there, you know, and decided that that will be an altar for the Lord. So, altar is a place where powers and all things reside. And the physical is controlled. It's being controlled. The physical things that you see are being controlled from the altar. Altars are places where things are being said. And that is why when you stand upon the altar, that is why we always declare that, look, we tell the children, we say, children, don't play upon the altar. Those who of you, there was a time, you remember, they told the choir that you cannot. In fact, they beg us that we wanted them to not to be ministering on the altar again, that they should be ministering down here. Because the way they were doing things then, of course, they changed. Praise God. Because altar is a place that you must not just play with. It is a very dangerous place. Anything you declare there, you know something must happen. Because there is this power backing it up. So if anyone stand upon the altar and make some pronouncement, it takes the grace of God not to bring that thing to pass. And that is why one watches what he says and one, you know, watches who is brought to the altar. Now, the other one is, we are talking about the horn of the altar. The horn is a symbol of authority or symbol of royal dignity. It's a symbol of royal dignity. It's a symbol and a symbol of power. It's a power. It's where the horn is a power. You will look at the scripture. If you look at the scripture, you know, in different places, starting from the book of Numbers, Deuteronomy, even Leviticus, and then moving forward, because of our time, I'm just trying to rush up, you know, and moving down to the book of Daniel, you know, moving from Daniel to the book of Zechariah, and then moving like that, and then by the time you get to the book of Revelation, you see that horn, the word horn was, being repeated severally, you know, to indicate power. To indicate the power. In other words, the power or the strength that supply, the source of strength that comes. If you go to the book of, let's look at scripture, let's look at some scriptures. I'm just trying to see how we can just match so many things together. Let's look at the scripture. Let's look at Zechariah chapter 1, Zechariah chapter 1, Zechariah, the book of Zechariah. Chapter 1, Zechariah. Just a minute. Zechariah chapter 1. And I'm going to read. Just a minute, please. I'm reading from verse 18. So many things were happening before verse 18. Time will not permit us to go through to those issues. I'm trying to cut so many things now. And verse 18 says, then I lifted up my eyes and saw, and behold, what? Four horns. I lifted. You know, Zechariah was in the midst of receiving messages from the Lord. And in the process, you know, the Spirit of the Lord enabled him to look up into one thing. And when he looked up, he said, What he saw? He saw four arms which have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Four arms that have scattered what? Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. That tells us that something is behind the horn. Something is behind the horn. Horn. Yes, we are talking about the horn to be a symbol of royal and power. But horn is used as a force to push and scatter, destroy. In other words, it is the power that the enemy uses to work against lives. When you look at the scripture again, remember where we took the name of the church? Psalm 92. We remember Psalm 92. When you look at verse 10 says something. Psalm 92, verse 10. Let's look at it. Well, just put your hand. We can't finish on that aspect. We just want to look at something. Psalm 92, verse 10. Are we there? Okay, let me go to my scripture. We go back again to this. Verse 10. But my horn shall thou exalt. Like what? Like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. In other words, my horn, my strength, the Lord will exalt it. That the Lord will exalt the strength. And in the midst of, when you talk of issues of our lives, there are issues that is being fueled. Issues in our lives that are being fueled from the dimension of horns. In other words, arms, there is a power behind arms. And that is why the scripture tells us again in the book of Psalm, Psalm 78 or something like that. The scripture says something. The Bible says, the horn of the wicked shall what? Be broken. In other words, the strength of the wicked. Because when you have an issue and there is no strength supplying the fuel to the issue, you see that your problem will diminish, will not work. And that is why the scripture tells us about, the Bible says there is no weapon formed against us that will prosper. In other words, because the strength of the weapon is not there, the horn of the weapon is not there. So even it forms, man's upon shoot arrow, what is happening? They describe it as fire. And because what? They are shooting the arrows, they are releasing all manner of things, but what is happening? The strength of that arrows have been what? Have been depleted, have been removed. So, we are looking at the on, which is from the altar. On, which is from the altar. On strengthens matters, strengthens issues in our lives. Strengthen all matter, all manner of issues in our lives. The things that we are going through. And that is why it appears that some things are dragging. Some things are just there as it appears that the enemy loses his bond, for a while, and you see the thing and say, I thought I've been delivered from this problem. I thought I'm no more in this challenge again. I thought this problem has gone. Why is this
Why? What has brought this thing again to my life? Why is this thing again? I thought it was last year that I had this matter, and something again is bringing it up again, because there is what? Horn. There is what? There is horn behind the matter. There is an horn behind the matter. The scripture says, where we read, the scripture says, there are four horns. That is in the book of Zechariah chapter 1. It said there are four horns that were scattering. The purpose of the horn was to scatter, to destroy, to frustrate, to make man, to make the people of Israel and Judah to make them to be wasted. And the Bible says there were four horns that were responsible for this. When the Lord opened your eyes to see, these horns have great, they operate in diverse ways. And the scripture tells us, that is in the book of Ezekiel chapter 34, I think Ezekiel chapter 34 verse 21, I think, if I'm right, but I should be right. Ezekiel chapter 34, let's look at it before we pray. We are going to stand, pray now. Ezekiel chapter 34. I'm reading Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 21. Look at it. 34, 21. Or even from 20. Therefore, thus says the Lord God unto them, behold, I will judge between the fat cattle and between the lean cattle. Verse 21. Because you have thrust with side, you have thrust with side and with shoulder, and push all the diseased with your horns, till you have scattered them abroad. When you talk of epidemics, you talk of pandemic, you talk of all these things, the thing that propelled them is horn. Horns used to scatter them. That is the operation of the horn. Operation of the horn, scatter, it does so many things, it does so many evils. It scatter, it destroy. And you remember, even when Daniel was praying, even when the Lord has given him, when the Lord has told him so many things, he saw revelation, how through animals, the horn, the goat and the other one, the one with two horns, strong horns, destroy the other. Horns from the altar are very significant to our issues. And we are dealing with horns that are operating and fueling issues, fueling crisis, fueling failures, fueling all manner of afflictions and infirmity and sicknesses, troubles in your life. That this horn shall be cut down. Amen. That this horn shall be broken. Amen. That this horn shall be destroyed. Amen. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Before we have just about 7 minutes more. And within the next 7 minutes, we're going to deal with this horn that is after your life. All the horns that have made you to see that you have prayed, you spent time, that things are not working. It appears that it worked well, and after a while, it go back to square one. After a while, it is the same thing. It is operation of the power of horn. And you are going to deal with those things. Go to cry unto the Lord today. Say, every altar, the altar, wherever any altar is erected, that have been troubling my life, every sponsored work of the enemy, that is working against me through the hand on the altar, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to bring them to destruction today. You're going to frustrate them and break their hold in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you're going to cry. There are two or three prayers we are going to handle. Time is not permitting us. We are going to handle, but you will also pray concerning your life that the Lord will exalt the horn of your own life. You will not be weakly. You will not be weakly. That in the power of the Lord we exalt your horn. The Lord will increase your strength against the enemy. And the horn of the enemy will be broken. Would you like to rise with me? Would you like to rise with me? As you want to pray, there's a scripture I want to turn, I want you to look at. Just a minute. Jeremiah chapter 48, verse 25. We have read that scripture more than two or three times here. Yeah. But the Lord just gave me another insight to read. Jeremiah chapter 48, verse 25. Jeremiah 48. And look at it again. The horn of Moab is cut off, and his arm is broken, says the Lord. The arm of Moab was a strong enemy against Israel, a stronghold of wickedness, of evil, that was seriously against Israel. But when the Lord wanted to deal with Moab, the first thing that God did was to do us to cut his horn down, to break his horn down, his power down, break the power of the spirit of the enemy that is working contrary over your life, the spirit that is making you to do all manner of evil, masturbation, you do not know how to get away from it, all manner of infirmity, all manner of sin that you see yourself. No, the enemy has just put you see yourself, you cannot break off from the sin of your immorality. You just see yourself that I'm trying to get out of immorality. I see myself, I cannot break out. It is a horn of sin and iniquity that the enemy has locked you up with. Go to decree by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are going to attack these horns in your life, in your spirit. Every horn that has been walking over your life, we like to decree today in the name of the Lord Jesus, address them. Every horn that has covered your eyes, every horn that has blocked the way of your progress, every horn that has blocked the way of your joy, every horn of the enemy that has hindered you, that is against your future, by the name of the Lord Jesus, all the altars that have been against you, we like to rise on your feet and pray against this horn in the name of the Lord Jesus. Pray against this horn. Pray against this horn. Cut them. Break them. Let the arm of this horn be broken by the name of the Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, the power that is supplying strength, the power that is supplying fortification, that is power that is the one that is releasing, fueling failure, fueling disappointment, fueling oppression, fueling every spirit that is fueling oppression and failure, iniquity. You are under the enslavement of sin, and by the reason of the power of the law, it is the oppression of a horn. That horn is hereby broken in the name of the Lord Jesus. The power of this horn is hereby broken. The power of this horn is hereby broken in the name of the Lord Jesus.
the hand that is making you, that has made you to be under oppression, you are under continuous oppression day and night, and you are crying, and it is the hand from the altar, it's the hand of the altar, hand of delay, hand of delay, by the name of the Lord Jesus, every hand of delay, every hand of delay, every hand of delay, in the name of Jesus, every hand of marital failure, by the name of Jesus, every hand of poverty, struggle, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every hand of barrenness, maya kataria baku shekeye, marapataya, maraporia ba, meso katerebosa, in the name of Jesus, every hand of barrenness, remaku sheke, every hand of cancer, remakashataya kataya kata, infirmity, sicknesses, high blood pressure, by the name of the Lord Jesus, that hand is broken, in the name of the Lord Jesus, the power that is fueling failure, fueling affliction, in the name of Jesus, remakushekaya, makrakataya bayaba, makrakataya kataya, makroboko shekaya, makrakataya, makoshekaribosa. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. The Lord wants us to address one matter, and that is on the own of habitual immorality, iniquity. You just see that you are not able to get out of this problem. You yourself know what you are doing is wrong. You know, but you do not know how to get out. You do not know what to do. You are feeling shy. You are looking for a way of escape. You are imprisoned. It is an horn that the enemy has kept you under. Today, the Lord wants also to deal with these things. Every habit that is of evil in your life, anything that you know that is an evil, but I want you to handle it now before the pastor begins to pray. The other pastors will pray for us. They will pray for us on every horn of our lives, every horn. Wherever the horn is being operating by the name of the Lord Jesus. But first of all, you have to pray for yourself. You have to pray that the horn that is making me to do contrary, to live against the word of God, the horn of wickedness, the horn of iniquity, the horn of iniquity that is making me to walk iniquity, to do evil, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, today, I confront it. I break the power of this horn. I break the power of this horn. I break this power of this horn, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Christ, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I break the power of this on. Rimako Shekayaba, Maria Pontaria Banda, Maria Poria Boshekaya Banda, Maria Boshekinda.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. What a very deep and tremendous dimension of our spiritual operation that we need to research and research more, that we need to operate more upon, is a secret of victory. As the man of God was teaching, the Lord brought to my mind a video clip I saw. A buffalo killed a lion, a giant lion, with the horn. She tore the lion with the horn. Everyone in the house today, receive anointed horn. I say, receive anointed horn. That buffalo killed that lion cheaply. She killed him cheaply with the horn. And the lion lying in his own blood. From today, horn to destroy all the witches, all the wizards, all the ogbonis, all the principalities and powers in your background. Receive in the name of Jesus. I want you to know, as we are moving on, we have horns. Our enemies have on. Which prevails dictate the victory. Psalm 92 verse 10. My horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. Everyone in this house today, let the Holy Spirit exalt your horn. Let the Holy Spirit exalt your horn. Father, we weaken by your declaration. On this altar, we speak to the four directions of the wind. We weaken the horns of our adversary. We break them. We weaken them. In the name of Jesus. What has been wasting us? What has been pushing us to destruction? What has been pushing us to what we don't desire? To what we never envisaged? Today, we take over them. We take over their operation. We cut them off. 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 Somebody's in this house this morning. In the last 3 weeks, it happened. I'm not calling you out. I'm only breaking in agreement with the servant of God, the horn that has smitten you. One animal bites you in your dream. You never counted it. You never understood it. It doesn't matter the meaning. We are not interpreting dream here. We are only breaking the horn. I decree destruction upon that animal. I recall the venom and the poison of the animal. I say, let it come out of your destiny. In the name of Jesus. If the confirmation of that event is with you, raise your hand wherever you are. We are praying. We're not calling anybody out. An animal, a dog, or anything beat you in your dream. Within 3 weeks back. Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We destroy that spiritual transaction that took place. That implantation that took place that night. That is to come up years later. That is to manifest in the future. We destroy that transaction in the name of Jesus. You will not die that death again. You will not catch that disease again. You will not be prey to that situation again. You will not carry that disease again. Let the implantation die. I say, let the implantation die. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Worship the Lord and give him praise as the man of God prays further. Worship the Lord, give him praise.
Lift up your hands, everybody. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting door, and let the King of glory enter. Let the power of God flow through your people right now. Let the power of God flow through your people now. And bring down every horn of the enemy being raised against your people this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let your horn be exalted like that of a unicorn. Live a life of victory over your enemies. Live the life of an overcomer over your adversary. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every matter that has been confronting you, every enemy that has been buffeting you, the Lord raise you and lift you up above them today and bring them under your feet. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Lion of Judah has broken every yoke. He has given all the victory again and again. The Lion of Judah has broken every yoke. He has given us the victory again and again. The Lion of Judah has broken every yoke. He has given us the victory again and again. The Lion of Judah has broken every yoke. He has given us the victory. Your hands once more. I just want to pray this prayer. God is asking me to pray now. There are some lodgment of the enemy in some lives, and you must not go out of this auditorium this morning. Wrong transaction. See, when you lodge money in your account, it's the right thing. But when there is a wrong transaction, there's a wrong transaction, there's some lodgment of the enemies in some life this morning. Heavenly Father, this morning, I stand upon your authority. I'm hiding myself behind the cross and speaking with the authority of the Son of God. And I'm declaring with the anointing of the minister of the Most High, every lodgment of the enemy in end life today, I uproot it in the mighty name of Jesus. Maybe it is written, as soon as they hear of me, they will be afraid. The stranger shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their places. As soon as they hear of me, they will obey. The stranger shall fade away and shall be afraid out of their hidden places. And it is written, every tree that's not planted by my God shall be uprooted. Every implantation, every lodgment, every deposit of the enemy in any life, in this auditorium today, or anybody watching online or joining this service online, I uproot it in the mighty name of Jesus. I cancel every wrong spiritual transaction that has taken place in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, every negative spiritual transaction that has taken place in your life, I cancel today. I blot out with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible says he has blotted out every handwriting of the ordinance that was written against us, that he took it out of the way and led it to the cross. Every handwriting, every ordinance instituted against you, today I blot it out with the blood of Jesus. I nail it to the cross of Calvary. I set you free by the anointing of the living God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, bless your name. In Jesus' name we are praying.